Well, it is windy. Everyone knows it's windy. And 48 degrees as we speak. It's Focus on a Friday. Paul W. here, and always welcoming the editorial page editor of the Detroit News, Mr. Nolan Findlay. Happy Friday, Nolan.
Happy Friday, Paul. And I was worried that it's windy reference was part of the introduction to me.
Well, I didn't say anything about hot air balloons or anything like that. Then you'd have to take it seriously. I don't see you as windy or full of hot air, my friend. I see you full of knowledge and observations. And with that thought in mind, even though you haven't written about it and it's not scheduled for us to talk about, it's hard to not mention the passing of O.J. Simpson. But here's the thing. I spoke with my team earlier about it and learned that at best they were in grade school when this took place. You and I were working in the business when this took place, so we might have a little different observation. What? Give me some of yours.
Yeah, I mean, it really was witnessing the fall of an American hero. I mean, this was a guy who really owned much of the culture. Everybody loved O.J. He was just universally loved figure at the time of these murders. And, of course, he was implicated in them, not convicted, nor has anybody else ever been convicted in the murders of his wife and her friend. So, I mean, it was a really captivating time. And also, of course, like so many other things, the trial itself and the verdict, a very divisive time in our country. It became a racial issue. And, you know, with people lined up on both sides. So, you know, and then to see him, you know, walk away without sort of any jail time on or conviction on those charges, and then walk himself into prison with really, really bad judgment. You know, it speaks to how the extent to which he ruined his life.
Yeah, absolutely. By as he put it, stealing back things that belong to him.
Yeah, well,
that did not go over very well, and he spent 9 years in prison. And I have this thing in my mind that is either a curse or a blessing, and that is, honest to goodness, I didn't remember or didn't focus on the incredible, obvious racial divide of the country at the time. I guess I had forgotten that there were cheers from the black community that a black man finally got justice in a court, and dumbfounded reaction from the white community. I'd forgotten just how obvious and how big the split was back then. I like I say, Nolan, I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse, but now I have to face it and realize just how bad it was.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And I think it persists. You know, there was this sense that, you know, in certain segments of the community that he was being railroaded on this crime. And, of course, you know, if it don't fit, you must acquit. It became part of our cultural lexicon.
Yes. Yeah, it sure did. It sure did. You know, we also learned something, that sometimes the hired, very expensive team of lawyers kick the butts of the people who basically are working for the government. And the people who are better at that oftentimes don't work for the government. They're out on their own making millions of dollars, which is what we found with the Dream Team.
Yeah, you know, I guess it balances out. I think most of the time you would agree, and I'd agree, that the justice system gets it right. Whether you think it got it right or not, in the case of O.J., I think most of the time juries and the courts get it right. We still have not a perfect system, but an awfully good system of justice.
I agree. All right. To some of the things currently going on here otherwise in the news, and we have a president who, if he's being directed by his people, this shows just how bad these woke kids are. But you cannot go out there and say, I was handed a terrible inflation picture and I've fixed it. You can't go out and say things like that are so easily proven to be a lie.
Well, that's been his M.O. on everything since he took office. I mean, Joe Biden the rap against Trump you hear so often is, and you read it, you know, or they just people just feel extraordinarily comfortable saying, well, Trump's lies and Trump lied about this. And, you know, lies continuously, you know, about everything, about his personal biography and about everything else. And I think they believe they can make the American public think anything they want them to think. And, you know, obviously it's not working. His numbers are terrible, but we had a bad inflation report. Witness what's happened to the stock market over the last couple of days. And I don't know what it's doing today, but certainly had a bad day yesterday. You know, they don't seem to understand the angst of the American people. And, you know, we had this conversation a little bit on Flashpoint for the Sunday show. This idea that, gosh, why don't Americans feel the economy is working? Why are they ignoring all these positive economic trends? Why are they, you know, they've convinced themselves it's because of Republican spin and critics of the administration. And, you know, people are living this. They know.
Go shopping with us. Go shopping. Go to the grocery store with us.
People understand their own financial condition. They understand their own personal finances. As much as you try to tell them, oh, no, you're doing fine, they know when they're not doing fine. Credit card debt is way up. People are borrowing from their 401k plans at an astounding rate. People don't feel fine, and they don't feel fine for real, tangible reasons. And that's what this administration doesn't get. I mean, Bill Clinton, give him credit. He pivoted, you know, after his, after his popularity plunge, he pivoted. And Biden seems unable to make any sort of change.
Well, we're out of time, but I felt bad when I saw the no labels were going away. One of the first things I thought of was, oh, Nolan's going to have to deal with the election again. And you were kind of hoping on the no labels. They do appear to be afraid of RFK. And here we are with the FBI director, Christopher Wray, finally saying he's fearing a coordinated attack on our soil, just like the Russian music hall that got attacked and all those people killed. How did we get to this position, and what are we going to do about it? We're going to have to talk about that next time. But first, probably read about it in one of your next Detroit News columns, Nolan. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
Nolan Finley is editorial page editor of the Detroit News. All-around good guy. Tells it like he sees it. You may agree or disagree, but you know where he stands, and he doesn't mamby-pamby it around. He doesn't say one thing and do another. That's what we like about Nolan. Lots more coming up here with Paul W. Smith in Focus.